my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It is Wednesday. I love Wednesday. Elementary, high school, college chapel, preacher boys class, midweek service, and it is going to be a great and a wonderful day. Perhaps today the Lord Jesus will come again. Perhaps today we'll be face to face with the King of Kings. Here's the Golden State Baptist College Chorale singing, "Win Them One by One." Good song. You win the one next to you, and I'll win the one next to me. And that's what our good soul-winning churches are doing. Thank God for soul-winning. Well, Brother Alvin Martinez, I can't believe. Now, folks, you're going to be surprised. I know Alvin Martinez. Everywhere I go. I was just in Georgia. I was just in Minnesota. I was just in Tennessee. and I was preaching, and they say, "You know Alvin Martinez?" "Yes, I know Alvin Martinez. The guy drives me crazy. He's my neighbor. He's about three blocks from me. He is a great man of God. He's singing today for us, 'It Matters to the Master,' and it does. Everything that I do matters to the Master. I'm looking forward to the book of John today, in Second John in chapter number 8. Let's get ready for it. After Brother Martinez sings, 'It Matters to the Master.'"
Lets you down and you feel more broken than whole. When the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul. I may not know what you're going through, may not can make that high mountain move. One thing I found that I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver of life far too busy to care about your troubles and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight.
It matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or your really matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it doesn't only matter to you.
Well, you probably enjoyed that. That was Alvin and his wife Teresa and his daughter Brooke. Brooke's now married, but so that's why you liked it so much. It wasn't just Alvin screaming in your ear. I love Alvin. All right, here we go. Are you ready? We are in verse number 7. For many, now that's a powerful word. That doesn't mean a few. There's many. And as we approach the last day, there are going to be many deceivers. Apostle Peter mentions this, and I'm just thinking about it. But there were false prophets, 2 Peter 2, among the people, even as there are false teachers among you. Verse 2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. Many folks are going to deny the faith. Many folks are going to walk away. And the Bible says, for many deceivers are entered in the world. who confess not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. God's word says it's very clear. You stay away from that crowd. You stay away from these Jehovah's Witnesses. You stay away from these Mormons. I have the Mormon Book of Mormon right here. And God says, if any other man bring any other gospel, another gospel unto you, and their book is entitled Another Gospel. Well, why would you even want to read that? Why would you even want to spend time with it? Why would you want to talk to someone? Talk about the love of God, but don't let them at the door debate you. Many deceivers. I'll tell you what, I go by these old Methodist church. The Methodist church gave us the camp meetings. The Methodist church gave us the brush arbors. The Methodist church gave us fiery preaching and amens and shouting glory, hallelujah. But everyone, I was just by one this last week, and everyone I go by has the rainbow flag out. No hate here. Well, there's no hate here either. We have sodomites come to our church. Everybody does, probably. We don't hate you. But I'm certainly not going to have you teach our children. No, sir. We're not going to sit down and detente together. No, sir. This is a deceiver, the Bible says. Many deceivers. This is a deceiver. Two times. An antichrist. He is against God. You know, my mother grew up Lutheran. But if a Lutheran, I was in a car recently with a man, and he grew up Lutheran. And he said, I was in Sunday school on Sunday morning, every time the vacation Bible school had it all. But he said, I never one time, I was 35 years of age, I think he said, I forget the age, but 35, I'm going to guess. He said, before I ever heard the truth that I was a sinner, I never had anybody explain salvation to me. Not one time in my life. You know, that boy was deceived. And my, what a good Christian man he is now today. Loves the Lord. He said, I'm part of this independent fundamental Baptist church that taught me I was a sinner needing a Savior, and Jesus died on the cross for my sin. I asked him to save me. I wouldn't hang around the Lutherans. Martin Luther was a great man of God. He got saved reading the book of Romans, and he got across that word justification to be declared righteous. And he got saved, and he nailed his 95-point thesis to the door at Wittenberg and stood for his faith. And his wife stood for her faith. She was a nun. He was a priest, and they both got saved and started the Lutheran church. My mother was a Lutheran. The Lutheran evangelist came for 8 days, Sunday through Sunday, and preached every message on the subject of hell in the 1930s. Every message was on hell. And she got saved on the last night of that revival. Hey, I want to tell you something. You're not going to hear that today. I don't believe they believe there's a hell. I don't believe many of these churches believe in a hell or a heaven. I don't believe that they believe in truth. Many deceivers. You watch what you're reading. You're reading deceivers. And we can't help but speak the things we've seen and heard. And you read deceivers, you listen to deceivers, and you all of a sudden you become a deceiver. Be careful, child of God. You're playing with fire. Father, I love our listeners. I'm so thankful for them. Help them to be very careful in what they handle, what they listen to. And I pray that, God, you would do a great thing this day in every one of our lives as we seek to love thee and serve thee. Keep us away from deceivers, and may we have the courage to walk away, is my prayer. In Jesus' precious name we ask this. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.